I wanted to post another video about the reason why I post these video diaries about my home life. That's a little bit more positive than the other one that I think I uploaded a couple of the videos talking about how I'm not posting the videos for anyone's comments or anything. I'm not reading comments. Almost none of them I've actually read. I notice there's a lot that I don't read them because I have excessive anxiety from my psoriasis, which causes such tension for me. My skin feels like a fire ants crawling all over my body, biting me from the psoriasis because the stress is so high that I don't read comments usually, because more often than not, a comment is made from a mentality of bigotry on some level, or just absent-mindedness is my guess about the subject, and something arrogant. It's not that unusual in my life to experience that kind of attitude from the average person anywhere in society, I mean, especially in my household where I live, but it doesn't surprise me that's on YouTube, where, I mean, people are having those kind of comments to total strangers on YouTube channels that, you know, I don't know why, but anyway, I don't know why people would do it to begin with, but it's so common in everyday society for me to be harassed like that that it doesn't surprise me that it happens on the internet. It just saddens me more than anything. More than anything, it's just sad. So anyway, I'm just posting another one with a little bit more positive statement, I guess, in my mind. Because I'm like, I don't want to sound too bitter about everything. Some people seem like they're encouraging to my videos, and that's really cool. It's nice. It's nice that there are encouraging people out there. They're not necessarily as common in my mind as the people that have something snide to, like, something arrogant or rude to say because of what they're not used to in society. Like, a person that appears with facial hair or a slight bit of chest hair. Sorry, I've been moving the camera around here. Like, a slight bit of chest hair or arm hair or anything like that. It's disgusting to people. It's like, God, how in the hell? How in the hell is something that simple disgusting? Cisgender women have that amount of facial hair all the time. Frida Kahlo, I mean, the painter, had, like, the artist had, she had facial hair. And, like, that's not abnormal in society. So it really doesn't determine your genitals. It doesn't determine your gender or anything. It doesn't determine factors at all. Those are just amounts of testosterone usually, and that has nothing to do with what your anatomy is at all. Science knows that well enough. So anyway, I'm just posting this to say that I also appreciate people who care, even if they're total strangers on the internet. That is nice that there are people out there who care and do have positive things to say. I usually don't, in fact, I never respond to any comments basically, just because I don't know. My life right now at my house, my attention span is not on what's being commented on a video on YouTube. I'm generally focusing more on surviving inside my house until I move out. And so I'm not trying to be too, like, off-ish or whatever about anyone's support, like verbal or emotional support or anything like that in comments. If you are being supportive, it's nice, and I just wanted to make sure I had a post, like, or a video posted that acknowledged that, or I noticed that there are people who care, and that's really nice. And I'm still living at this house until I can afford to move out, and that might take, I don't know how long, a matter of weeks maybe if I'm lucky. I'm saving most of what I make, and I'm starving, which is not unusual at all at this point. It's been years of starving in this house. They refuse to pay me enough for me to feed myself. I mean, it's really pretty awful. They also have no AC in this house, which they had at some point, but my room's AC unit stopped working a couple of years ago, and probably sometime in the past year and a half or something. At some point, I don't know, it stopped working, so I rely on a fan to keep myself cool in this house. There's no AC or central air in this house. And it's burning up right now. I was wearing a pair of jeans inside the house earlier, and I was sweating profusely, and I was feeling dizzy. or just lightheaded from the lack of circulation in the House of Air. It's terrible living here. They refuse to, I mean, they're essentially penny pinchers, really, when it comes to certain aspects. When it comes to me, they won't pay me adequate minimum wage. They won't pay me even close to minimum wage for keeping their house clean and their clothes laundered, you know, laundry. So it's like, it's that, all of that. The lack of respect for the life in this house is terrible in general, especially how disrespectful my brother is, who beats me. It's terrible. So I'm ranting at this point because it's just going on and on about everything going on. But it's like, you know, it's about to be midsummer and it's burning hot in this house right now. And I'm lucky that I have a fan in my room, like that, you know, keeps me a little bit cool, but it's like about what I'm working with right now. So I'm trying to move out. And anyway, I was posting this just to say I do appreciate the people who do care about me out there, even if you're a total stranger on the internet. That's really awesome of you if you care about me. Right now, I'm not really reading a lot of comments because I'm trying to stay away from any of the negativity that's all over the comment section of stuff I post, which is abnormal to me. None of that was like that until I made Christina Ricci. There were no comments or views on my videos since I think I started posting them years ago. Anyway, the whole point is I'm amazed at the sudden change ever since I met Christina Ricci. I don't know what exactly was the factor in that, but something changed at some point. So that's good on some level. I just don't read comments because I don't want to have a panic attack. I don't want it from the psoriasis. I mean, it bleeds all over my body and it feels like fire ants biting me all over from stress factors. So any kind of reading comments that are really, really degrading towards me, my body starts just, it more or less just starts shutting down, like, and I can't, like, operate when I'm that stressed out or my body's bleeding or anything like that. It's crazy. So, I mean, my psoriasis right now is starting to spread pretty bad because I'm not on treatment at the moment. And I don't know what's going on with treatment. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get treatment or not soon. I'm just doing my best with that situation. It's really dark in here, so I'm trying to show that it's starting to spread pretty bad. Like, just my arms here and other areas of my body. But it basically spreads head to toe in a matter of weeks. It's been like that since I was a kid. So, it's terrible dealing with all of that. Anyway, so this was just a post about all that stuff.